Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back to the unofficial ESPN Louisville 93.9 pregame show. Again, I always put the emphasis on unofficial because no way would I step on one Bob Valvano or Paul Rogers. I'm assuming they're doing the pregame show. So this will be our unofficial version. What could possibly be the final pregame of the season? The final pregame of the Kitty Payne era, all finales, or could it be the beginning of one of the most improbable runs you've seen in the history of college basketball? Again, all brought to you by our special sponsors, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, Derek A. Stewart Realtor, Citadel Roofing and Construction, and DFH Company. Before I move forward, let me remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So here's what we do. You know the routine. You know the format of the pregame show. And I take such personal pride in my pregame scouting report for the matchups. And I hope you take a second and, you know, listen to the pregame, listen to the scouting report. And during the game, at some point, you acknowledge that I had you as a fan, you as a listener, prepared to do battle with the North Carolina State Wolfpack, or be prepared to say, Marcus, that was the worst scouting report that you've ever given. But I'm confident in my ability to give you the scout. I'll give you the Wolfpack scout, and then I'll give you the Cardinal scout coming into this game. First and foremost, North Carolina State, Kevin Keats, Steve said it. I agree. The one team seems to be in about the exact same position as I am. Kevin Keats, some decent teams, not a lot of success. He's hot seat. Maybe not as boiling as Coach Payne's, but it's definitely a hot seat. And here's the thing. Louisville would totally end the Kevin Keats era with a victory in this game. So here's the thing. That team is playing hard. That team is playing hard. I will tell you this. Like I said, look, you guys know the eternal optimist in me says, come on, guys. Listen, show some personal pride. Put on a show for the Louisville fans. Just end it. Just give them one good shocker at the end of the season. You know me. Like I said, I can, eternal optimist. I have to be. You know, I've always felt like I have to be optimistic because nothing comes out of whining and moaning and negative self-talk and all that good stuff. Nothing comes out of it. But that being said, this North Carolina State team is playing some hard basketball. Now the basketball part and the attitude part is different. I love the North Carolina State guys. Like, I love their attitudes. Like, they're some hoopers. And again, this taps into the pickup game in me. This taps into summer run. This taps into the, you know, just the fun of the game that you would play no matter what. In, you know, NIL, there's no NIL, there's no pro worry. It's just, you know, just they play like dudes that want to compete. That's the first thing I'll say about North Carolina State. They play like dudes that just want to compete in the sport of basketball. Their last opponent was Pitt. They went to Pitt on senior night and gave Pitt. Listen, Pitt was putting on a performance. They were clicking on all cylinders. Pitt has a double bye. Again, senior night, rocking everything. They were could not put North Carolina State away. Going back and reviewing the game, I just enjoyed watching a good, hard-fought basketball game. Pitt's a problem. Pitt's definitely a problem. But that was a good game to watch. And North Carolina State, I did appreciate how hard they competed. Okay, North Carolina State, first thing that jumps off the page, if you remember the game, one of the things that probably stood out, the big boy. DJ Burns, how you play DJ Burns. Now, I don't know if he gets like the heavy minutes, but he has an impact on the game. DJ Burns, 23-year-old junior, 275 pounds, which I'm pretty sure he's about close to the 288, 294, and that's me still shaving a little bit of weight. Like, I don't know what he has, the Michael Phelps a calorie diet or something, but yeah, that's a big boy. Gets away with a lot of traveling because he's big and plays a lot of bully ball. If you go to Twitter, you follow me on my account, go look at the play that I clipped up when I was watching the game. I'm just like, he traveled so bad. It was one of those, like, I don't even know who you are anymore. Talking to the NCAA and the rules of basketball. Like, what's the travel? It's one of those. And nobody went crazy over it either. So I'm like, okay, I guess this is get away with it. Yeah, DJ Burns is going to be, and how you play him. Here's the thing. This is one of the things I'm going to be looking for as far as scouting the other team and our team playing it. DJ Burns, 23-year-old, again, 23-year-old junior, very, very, very good passer, strong body. When I talked about the attitude they play with, there's a lot of flexing, but it's not. Faux flexing. I like that word, faux flexing. It's not fake flexing. They like to get and ones. They like to play physical. They like to, you can tell they have a little bit of fashioning themselves as kind of the you know, the bully type. Again, it's not bully like weight room. It's kind of bully street type. Like I said, I know I'm painting a street ball kind of picture to them, but they play hard and they have a lot of wiggle, a lot of athleticism and wiggle to them that just, you know, like I said, Marcus Maben just kind of appreciates that a little more than the average person. DJ Burns, how are you going to play him? You're going, sometimes I see you going one-on-one, but they're going to have to mix it up. If you run a double straight at him, he'll abuse you. He'll abuse you. He's too good at keeping body contact on the defender. He's too good at putting people in bad positions, spinning off of people, you know, using guys' weight against them. Remember, like, DJ Burns, he started off at Winthrop. So he already had a feel for, you know, a good feel for the double. You could just see he's He's comfortable passing out the double teams and passing out the traps. So, yeah, it's going to have to be maybe a two dribble rule. Maybe if he spins his back, if he spins, you know, the next guy over has to be ready, or you know, the cross court guy has to come over and trap him. But point being, it can't be the same way. You can't go into the game with one decision made. Either we're going to just play him one-on-one the entire time, or then see if, like, let him get warmed up and then double if he starts getting buckets on Brandon. You don't want to have to deal with that. Like I said, I would like to see a very mixed game plan on the big boy. Number two, their defense, the North Carolina State defense. It's very handsy. It's Kevin Keats. I mean, it's a Rick Pitino lineage. Very, very handsy defense. And they're going to come out early and be very handsy. And they're going to reach for the basketball. They're going to go for steals. I've said this at nauseam. Now, this goes for both North Carolina State and my team. If they feel like they can get away, North Carolina State I'm talking about, if they feel like they can get away with being handsy and you back down, if you start pivoting on your back foot, standing up on your toes, standing straight up with your paw, you know, showing them your torso, if you are in those kind of stances, North Carolina State will be all over you. You need to force North Carolina State to be in scramble situations. Because, again, when you pump fake, if you hit North Carolina State with good shooting pump fakes, they'll jump, they'll run past you, they'll do very undisciplined things. They play hard, but they do play undisciplined. So that's just kind of one of the things you're going to see. Another guy I like is kind of an X factor for this team. You know, they have good guard play. Of course, you got DJ Burns, the big guy. I know everybody is going to give a collective groan when I say this. But you do not want to play hard, play good, execute your game plan, have some good shooting, right? And then your run gets stopped by the Middlebrooks kid. And y'all know who I'm talking about. Middlebrooks, curly hair, white guy, transfer from Clemson. You remember him. But listen, I'm not going to make this a prediction. I don't like how it's almost feeling like I'm speaking it into existence. But he will make a shot, a backbreaker shot out of nowhere. He's not a selfish guy. Plays really hard. He's going to always be around the basket for the loose balls. Middlebrooks is going to be one of those. Like, I'd send up a flare, you know, like a boat safety flare. I'd have my coaches, you know, one of my coaches would be particularly assigned to send up the Middlebrooks flare. This dude, like, let's not let this guy beat us, because he's a spark plug that can give you a problem. So, at first glance, Kevin Keats, his guys are still playing hard. Kevin Keats is on the hot seat, which means he's going to be antsy the entire time. DJ Burns, it's a big guy. You could tell they really, really like playing when he's in the game. Again, at his size, you know, Keats has to get him in and out of the game. I wonder how he gets away with being so big under Keats. I'm like, Keats, are you losing your fastball too? Like, have all my coaches just gotten lighthearted after all this time? But yeah, Coach Keats, hot seat. He's going to be really spicy. I think a coach just really knows he needs to win a couple of games in the tournament. He needs to shake things up to save his job. You're going to have that. DJ Burns got to be uncomfortable. He's 23 years old. Hard to make a 23-year-old uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable with that. Like I said, guard play, they're explosive. They'll try to create. Your charge, your that's kind of the Louisville side. I'll get to the Louisville side of that. What you want to do, another strategy, and you'll be able to see this. They're a lot like us with the shooting. What do I mean by that? North Carolina State is one of those teams that either are good front-running shooting teams or down big good shooting teams. If you get a lead on North Carolina State, you have to make them earn it getting past you. What you can't do is get a lead on North Carolina State and give up any kind of clean three-point looks. Because, out of the four games I went through, the last four games, they'd go to the basket, attack all kind of ways. But when they hear a shot go down, when they hear a net snap, they get hot. But I noticed it was only when the score was big one way or the other. When they were, I'd have to kind of rephrase that. It just, when the scores are close, they're not really a good shooting team. Stretched out scores, they are a very, very streaky team. Again, there's a Louisville version of this, and there's a North Carolina State version of it. Streaky, streaky, streaky team. Also, it's one other thing that I'll be looking forward to. And again, this is Marcus. Just I'm going to be watching the basketball game. Listen, you can watch it as a last hurrah. I'm going to watch the basketball game as a basketball game, not a big picture thing. This is the only time. And then, before you know it, I'll be in a full off season. Let me enjoy the basketball part of the game. And after tonight, if I'm watching other teams, if I'm watching Purdue and Gonzaga, y'all, I have to revisit my Gonzaga conversation. I'll have plenty of time to watch other basketball for the rest of the year and rest of the summer. Another thing, it's probably two other things that we really need to be prepared for. One of them is the defense of North Carolina State. Because after the break, I'm going to talk about how North Carolina's defense is a perfect defense to give me it could be a last or could give me a good psychological evaluation of my Louisville basketball individuals, not the team, the individuals. And we'll revisit that. But first things first, North Carolina State, when they really want to get into a bully mode, they'll go into a high intensity press. Right? Now, all these ACC teams, we've been talking about the coaches, right? And in this coach conversation, I've been telling people, I don't necessarily like lists. I think it's just things that's for everybody else to do. But when I see styles and styles of guys that can get hot, get on the run, I don't think Kevin Keats has necessarily had the players to really, put on a big run. But the style and the effort, he's getting a lot out of the players that he has at the school. I'll be looking at the level of intensity on his defense. And I really enjoy watching how he play. What I mean? The pressing. How much will he press? Will he press us like he's preparing for another game? Will he run defensive sets like he's preparing for another game, or will he run sets like this is his last game? Like I said, a coach under pressure may coach it like it's his last game. Throw the kitchen sink at Louisville. Or, Does he, you know, just say, hey, Louisville's not good? Because remember, he was asked the other day about Kenny Payne's job and the Louisville program. And you know, are you surprised that, you know, the struggles that Louisville's going through? And, you know, like I said, most coaches are going to give you the same answer. Capel said pretty much the same thing. This stuff takes time. Now, that could be coaches is just all have empathy for the coaches. You can insert the joke of, yeah, it's so bad, I hope they keep them forever. Like, there, you know, there's always a natural. But here's the thing. I can't believe Capel survived his second year. I know I said that earlier in the year. But if you go look at Capel's first two seasons, it was like, no way does he get a third year. And lo and behold, they're now hitting the double bye part of it. Of course, like, yeah, I still don't have to argue about how long I still don't have to argue about how long it takes to turn around a program. I heard the, if anybody, like I said, this is kind of a side note away from, well, I guess this is Keith related. Rick Pitino, if you saw the podcast that he did recently, a lot of good stuff coming out of that. One of them, he's talking about how right now he's in a meeting. He's thinking about losing 10 kids, thinking about having 3 returning kids. And he's talking about how this kid might leave Cincinnati and this kid might leave Creighton and this kid. And he's talking about his whole league just got poached last year for all their players, and just in the middle of the season having meetings about who might leave from another Division I school. It makes it, oh God, could you imagine how tough that is to say, to give a time? I mean, you could strike out in a transfer class, yeah, easily, a lot easier than you can to build a team. But again, the game is changing. Have to adapt. Expectations change. You have to adapt. All that good stuff. Pay attention to how aggressive the North Carolina State defense is going to be. Now, if they come out aggressive and we handle that aggression early, if we don't turn the ball over early, well, again, I'm trying to keep it separate. Pay attention to North Carolina State's defense. If they don't get any touch fouls, any quick fouls early, pay attention to their aggression level versus ours, and that's going to give a good predictor on how the game's going to go. That's good. That's the North Carolina side of it. Now, some of these are going to kind of intertwine. I mean, of course, you've been playing a team, you have to do that. But now I'm going to kind of look at it from the Louisville side of things. What I'm hoping to see, what I expect to see, what I'd like to see, you know, the things I'm going to enjoy, the things I won't enjoy. We're going to take a few more minutes. Let's take our last commercial break on the unofficial ESPN Louisville 93.9 pregame show on 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the unofficial ESPN Louisville 93.9 pregame show. Again, I put the stress in unofficial because I would never step on the toes of Paul Rogers or Bob Valvano. Everyone knows this, but I always got to make that clear. You know, people like to start beefs on the internet and say, oh, Marcus called himself the official ESPN Louisville 93.9, even though he's the unofficial. He's going to go snitch on me. Also brought to you by Kentuckiana Pump Sales, Citadel Roofing and Construction, DFH Company, and Derek A. Stewart. But before we go any further, I have to take a moment to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark, and they'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. So, first part of the segment was North Carolina State. Coach on the hot seat, players still playing hard. Players kind of got a little bit of extra dog in them. So they're going to be here to compete. Now, what I appreciate about that team, the reason I kind of sounded so complimentary on their attitude is because that's who I need to see this group of guys playing against. Now, we're past the evaluation of the player-coach relationship. I think that's fair. Even if nobody knew anything, even if Kenny Pay was getting year three, we would know this wouldn't be the same group of kids. This wouldn't be the same anything. The coach-player relationship part of that is not a conversation. The player-player part of it is still very much a conversation. And when I say player-player, I mean the teammates playing together. Do they look like they trust each other? Do they look like they're learning to play basketball together? And again, I'm not talking about the coach aspect of it. I'm talking about the player. This is a natural part of the conversation. Everybody talks about it. If you get a new coach, do you want to keep these guys? Are they truly talented enough to be on this team? You know, which guys are self-motivated? Which guys, you know, under a harsher, you know, jurisdiction would be better players? I personally love the talent on this team. I personally think, you know, if you bring a situation in here that, again, no BS from moment one, I think the personalities on these kids will be entirely different. Those guards are going to come after my guards early. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to have confidence that this is going to happen. But the substitution pattern seems as though you're not going to see a Tyler till about the 12-minute mark. So you're not going to see him for the first 8 minutes of the game unless Guy Clark picks up two early fouls. Now, to me, again, that's pro style substitutions. I think that's one of the mishandling of our roster throughout the year. I would like to see Tyler early in the game. I would like to see him affect the game when the game is close. I would like to see his competitive level, right? And I want to see him early before, like, I don't want to see the frustrated guys get in there. I don't want to see guys get in there and you're down 9 and you know that Brandon or Trey White. You know, you're just giving them a breather. Like, I would like to see, again, this is one of those you just got to say, give it up, Marcus. I'll say, no, I'm not giving up until the season's over. I would like to see a heavier rotation of players going into the game. First things first, I want to see Ty Lahr compete. And I want, like, I'll get a good sense, and I want people to look for this. Which guys do you feel like are competing for Louisville? Which guys want to prove to the fans that they belong here? Because, listen, the conversation goes really quickly from please stay, please stay, please stay to I don't care if any of these guys stay and I can clean house and maybe these guys aren't that talented. And you know, like I said, you're going to get late season questionable talent. So some of those players, they're going to hear that buzz too. And I want to see which ones really like compete for the brand. Which ones want to be here, want to stay here, you know? Because like I said, every kid is going to have the option. And especially when you have a terrible record, those teams get poached for talent even quicker. Let's just say they get poached with more confidence. They get contacted with more confidence. It's like, I mean, you won 8 games. I know you're not going to stay there. Like, you know, just their ego has to be tough to be here for another coach and not put, you know, the transfer situation on the table. So here's the thing. Ty Lahr is going to be one of the number one eyeballs I'm looking at. I hate that he probably won't come in until the 8-minute mark, but I'll still be paying attention to him. Sky Clark, like I said, I think we need to do more film session. Because he's still playing really, really hard. He's playing really, really hard. He still takes some bad shots on the screen, but he's just putting his work in. Sometimes I wonder, is he just going that hard for his personal brand? I can't tell, but I kind of go back and forth with Steve on this. Sometimes he looks like he's here, like he really wants to turn this thing around, wants to be responsible for a turnaround, like a good core, like wants to be a core guy. So Sky Clark is another eyeball. Manny didn't play last game, which is disappointing, but that's one of those guys. If I do see him in the game, actually, and you know, with the big boy DJ Burns, he's gonna draw some fouls. He's pretty good at drawing fouls. So I wouldn't be surprised if you did get some Manny, unless they're gonna just do Caleb Glenn and just let Caleb Glenn fight with all of his, you know, energy and effort. Also, what I like about Caleb Glenn, he understands getting low in the physicality department. The thing that messes him up on defense is he's just used to being around that basket. Help side, shot blocking, all that good stuff. Caleb Glenn is really used to that. There was a play last game that there was one switch, and the moment I saw a switch, I knew Caleb, there's no way Caleb is going to find his man. I mean, you could see it immediately because Caleb Glenn wants to protect the paint. That is his natural drive, internal drive, is to protect the paint at all costs. He is a kamikaze when it comes to, you know, that part. But he also tends to lose his man, and he's like, you got to remember, he's used to guarding. I mean, I feel like he's more used to guarding other guys who are going to hang out around the paint. And in a college game, the way the shooting is, you have to be ready to guard extended half courts. Your guy is going to be able to shoot from outside, especially if you're under 6'9". You can pretty much assume that it's not a lot of guys can't shoot open threes in college. So that, you know, one of the biggest adjustments is Caleb, forget Caleb Glenn, is to not lose his man on the defense when he's helping out. With that being said, Caleb Glenn does not, I've been picking on him. I used him as my example the other night if I was coaching about Caleb Glenn not touching the line. And now I got to make everybody else on the team watch or run while Caleb Glenn watches him. I basically made Caleb Glenn your boy in Full Metal Jacket. Was it Pyle? I just made him the team screw up in my fantasy coaching situation. Caleb Glenn, very high on my return radar. And not because he's from here. I want Caleb Glenn. Again, if he was from another place, I would be saying, hey, a motor like that can go on my team and it can help in so many places. Again, a little bit of good handling the ball, a little bit of improved technique around the basket defensively and offensively. And I don't want to take anything away from him talking, you know, by saying how big time of a college player he could be, because with all these guys, they, you know, you have to find a way to reach their ceiling. And there is always room for guys. Like I said, I don't think it's a stretch to say he's not going to be a big-time scorer. But on any team, he can be one of the most important players. I mean, we're still trying to learn his, you know, how good is his lateral movement. We're still trying to see his ceiling on guarding the guy out on the floor. But as for now, Caleb Glenn and the motor. Listen, Caleb Glenn and Ty Lahr and Manny, I mean, those are motors. I'm struggling between Manny and Curtis. Like I said, you might hear a gossip or one or two that Curtis may not be as happy. But I'm telling you, when I see Manny try to help guards get through screens, when I see pick and rolls and active hands, those things are hard to do. It's hard to keep your hands moving to just stay active like that unless you have a ticker, right? So one of the things I'm going to be watching really, really hard is the motors. The motors of the guys, are they trying to put something good on tape? Because it's going to be like defensive motors. Offensive motors, if I see a guy out there letting his man score, but then on the offensive end, he just has this crazy motor, I'm going to say, okay, that's a stat motor. That's a guy who is probably looking to get out of here, and he wants to make sure he leaves it on a good note. If you see a guy really giving it up on the defensive end, those are the guys that you target and say, okay, that's what I start with, you know, with guys that are staying. Again, you get to late season, a lot of people don't want to roll their ankle. They don't want to rebound. Guy, like that. That's one thing I'll be looking at with Brandon. Like, is he protecting himself? Does he look to be, you know, actually. I didn't know if she was talking to me, but Brandon's mom got in the chat last night. And she wasn't happy with the speculation that he's leaving. I think one of I won't say the name. I think one of the other people in the midnight chats, you know, said Brandon's going to be gone to North Carolina, and she took offense to that, or she took offense to my suggestion that he looked like he was, you know, going to be a guy that would be headed out of here. But I get it too, like. You want to keep your options open, and you don't want the town, you know, even if you are going to stay or are going to go, you want to have an option. You don't want to start saying you're going to go, and then a big-time coach comes in here, and you want another shot at it and all that good stuff. So I get it. And again, I've been there. Speculations on my kids, it sucks. It sucked all the time and whatever. But now he's president of NFLPA, so I'm not worried about that. I'm sorry, I had to do that. No, seriously. The number one thing I'll be looking at is where the effort is. Again, offensive effort, selfish effort. I'm going to assume these are guys that don't want to be here. Defensive effort. The defensive effort to pressure somebody. Pressuring somebody just makes them uncomfortable. Think about it. If you pressure somebody 15 plays, it's tiring. And you might get one steal out of that. Out of 15 pressures. Two if you're Tylar. But you're not even the one that gets the steal. The other guy gets the steal with all of your extra, you know, pressure. But that's still a shared effort. So watching the guys who give the shared effort is going to be like a really key aspect of saying, okay, he looks like he's coming back. Again, all this stuff is able to change, you know, which guys, like some guy might pop up in the NIL bag and some things would change. You know, a million things change. But I'm just saying what guys look like they have the fight, the want to stay here and work through it. What else am I going to be watching? Oh, well, I kind of covered that. That goes in shot selection. I'm just kind of going through my notes. Shot selection, you know, how selfish are you? Be looking at that. Big picture. I do think we can win. I do think North Carolina State's a problem. I would enjoy a hardcore, let's just win one to piss everybody off effort. Of course, there's the upside of the opposite end of the gracefully bow out cast of characters. But if they give an effort, it's one of those situations. If I were going to say how I thought it would go, I kind of expect this is just me. I kind of expect a hot start. I expect either a Brandon, a Mike James, or a Sky hot start. I expect North Carolina State to be able to withstand that. It's probably more like the Pittsburgh game, the ebb and flow of the Pittsburgh game, but hot start, you know, because we don't have a consistent attack, you don't continue to score, right? We don't have a consistent attack. So it's hard to keep up after a hot start. Our defense is not consistent, but it's just one of those things. Like, I think they're loose. If nothing else, I think we will have I'm trying to think of the word when you just don't, you know, you don't have any pressure. You know, it's just like, you know, you can just let it all loose. I think this team is going to, like I said, it's going to look good, and be prepared. Twitter is going to be, you know, it's going to be, why are they doing it now? Are they doing it because they're happy? Are they doing it because they're angry? I think it's going to put a little shockwave through social media again. Eventually, like I said, I just don't think we have enough fundamentally sound play to win a 40-minute game against North Carolina State when they're really fighting. To keep their coach on that sideline. And again, they got some good talent over there, and I like the dog attitude. And you got a grown man, actually two grown men, Middle Brooks. He can hold it down, and the DJ Burns kid can definitely be a run stopper. Hot start by the Cardinals. Think it'll tail off. Think we end up losing by 8 or 9, roughly. But like I said, I would enjoy them to put in a winning effort. I would enjoy for those guys to decide, hey, let's just dominate the backboard. You dominate the backboard. You go to work on DJ Burns. you can beat this North Carolina State team. You don't need a whole bunch of, you know, plays. You don't need the extra stuff. North Carolina State is not the kind of team that you just have to, you know, out-execute them for, you know, for an entire period. You just got to play hard. You got to match their intensity. You have to play better than or harder than them. Like I said, we do it in spurts, but not over the course of an entire game. So as cliche as that sounds, you will definitely have to fight. You'll definitely have to scrap, claw, all that good stuff if you want to get a win. If you want to play an extra game or you just want to go down there to the ACC, get your butts kicked, head on home, get on social media, all that stuff. I'm going to be so, it's like, don't even look at me. That's going to do it for the, no, before we get out of here, let me give one more reminder. Good people, let's always remember that your home is your fortress. Really, people, this is serious. I know you hear me say it a lot. The weather's nice. Get your roof looked at immediately while the weather's nice. Before it gets overran with summer jobs and construction jobs, you should get in early. Be proactive. Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. And that's going to do it for the unofficial ESPN Louisville 93.9 pregame show on 93.9 The Bill.